Have you seen this? It's a thick yellow discharge cap.
Welcome to Have You Seen This?
The world's only podcast about obscure, overlooked, and misbegotten media.
All discussions will be spoiler heavy.
You have been warned.
This show would not be possible without the support of our patrons. If you would like to support our show, join us at patreon.com/haveyouseenthis. For just $5 a month, get access to our Discord and all three episodes every month covering movies you've never heard of, or maybe wish you hadn't.
This one was brought to us by Jen. You suggested this because you said, "All right, Tim, we watched Showgirls 2. That was 4 hours of my life gone. Let's review something short." And Jen is no size queen, so...
Well, I knew that Showgirls 2 would have made you incredibly horny, so I thought I'd throw a bucket of cold water on you.
Right, yeah, this balances it out. Yeah. Before you go getting involved with a stripper, you should learn what the War Department has to say about protecting yourself in an unfamiliar port of call.
Especially if the stripper is over 50.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, yeah, if you're 50 and you're still stripping, something has gone wrong in your life.
Or you're just that good.
That, yeah, true. Yeah, you know, do what you love and you never work a day in your life.
Now, I appreciate you crediting me for this, Tim, but really the thanks has to go to Periscope Film on YouTube. I believe they're also in the Internet Archive. Bless them for collecting all the hygiene films and ephemera that they do, because the other day their YouTube channel was updated to include the two reels of a film from 1945 or thereabouts called The Story of DE-733, Ship of Shame.
Ooh, yeah. I can't believe we're already ship-shaming this early into the show.
And I was like, huh, what the fuck is this? And then I look at the description, and it says something like, "Warning, this film contains footage of actual genitals," or something like that.
And Jen's like, after that cock tease, that was the NC-17 rated Showgirls 2 that had six boobs in it. You're like, finally, something that'll tickle Jen's pickle.
You know, this film is literally more erotic than Showgirls 2. Disease, dicks, and all. Like, am I wrong?
It has a more humanist approach to sexual congress than Showgirls 2 would have you believe.
Yes, and this has actual romance in it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got a swell girl in it.
Yeah.
A swell infected girl.
A swell on the outside.
Right.
That's true of most women, I've found.
Yeah. Yeah, she's swelling, burning... dripping. She's the whole package.
See, unfortunately, and I learned this from Camille Paglia, women are full of all kinds of nooks and crannies and crevices, and that's where the Chthonian horror lives. So you gotta be careful.
Yeah, that is femininity. That's true.
So, right. Tim, why don't you tell the nice folks what happens in The Story of DE-733, Ship of Shame?
It is a ship undone. Not by the Hun, and not by the wily Jap, but it is undone by venereal disease. The film starts showing the firm, proud hull of a mighty vessel bearing an unsightly blemish.
Yeah.
If that isn't a metaphor for you.
Yeah, and some stray sailors are giving her crew a little bit of a hard time. Like, hey, couldn't you get out of the way in time, or... whatever.
Yeah, you dumb idiots.
But meanwhile, and he's not the captain. He's like the executive officer.
He's the XO, yes.
Okay.
He's the commander.
Oh, just like Colonel...
Just like in Elite Dangerous, yes.
Well, I was going to say just like Colonel Ty in the Battlestar Galactica reboot.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know anything about it, but probably.
Yeah. So, and keep in mind, I don't know anything about the Navy, so...
No.
Maybe, I have a friend who was in the Navy for 4 years, but beyond that, I don't...
Did he get VD?
He didn't tell me if he did.
Oh. So still up in the air.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. Maybe I should send this film to him.
Right, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's already seen it. Of course he did, right?
Yeah, required viewing for all sailors. But, right, this is all about the threat of sexually transmitted disease, or as they said back in the day, venereal disease, to our fighting men abroad.
They don't even call it sexually transmitted disease anymore. It's a sexually transmitted infection. We're trying to downplay the stigma.
Oh, you're right. STI. Right. And
yeah. See, it never ends.
And it is a fair point because, as we see in this film, stigma can have a significant dampening effect on people actually reporting. And that's still true. And what struck me about this the first time I watched it, and you can see the entire thing unredacted on YouTube. I will link to it. But,
dicks and all.
Yes, but watch out for those insert shots of anonymous sailors. Watch out for those inserts.
Watch where you put it in. I don't have a problem with the inserts because the short has a very matter-of-fact presentation about a real issue. It does not shy away from these shameful notions. It's very pragmatic. It is very matter of fact about the issue,
Which is refreshing, especially in a kind of in a post evangelical takeover of American politics era.
Right. Yeah. It is the way things are rather than the way we wish things would be.
Yes.
I mean, I had gone through health classes, and I'm sure I'd seen some color photos, but I'd never seen, you know, full on like film presentation of like, this is what a guy with a clap looks like. And you're like, oh, okay, well, now we know. If I see the clap, I can recognize it. Syphilis and, you know, other things too, where you're like, oh, yeah, that is a, you will notice if you have that.
Well, especially if you're the guy whose balls swell up so bad he can't work.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get to that.
You don't
want to
sit on those.
But like I said, this one really caught my attention because not just of the clear-headed and no-nonsense approach to fighting sexually transmitted infections that it had. Mm-hmm. Very surprising to see in a film from 1945.
Yeah.
I think that's because you assume that every film that you watch from the period is going to be...
Jen, you can't say period. You have to say The Curse.
I saw that movie. It was pretty good. Mm. Nothing to do with menstruation, though.
So disappointing.
You assume that every movie that you see from the period is going to be Hays Code sanitized.
Yeah.
But when you watch this... There is no getting around the fact that you have a boat full of sailors that are going on leave. And like I said to you, Tim, when I first pitched this movie, they're not stupid enough to be like, hey, you know, you guys should really maybe try to like abstain. There is a mention of continence in a lecture that the XO gives to the men. But it's almost derided as not really solving the problem. Because yes, like obviously the way to avoid any chance of infection or pregnancy is to be abstinent, but let's fucking be real, people.
Yeah, yeah, it's very pragmatic. It isn't trying to wish the problem away. It's more a matter of here's how we deal with it and here are all the strategies to minimize this threat. Because it's saying, yeah, the only like sure way is, what do they call it? Keep your 13 buttons buttoned. Or it's like, yeah, you're sure to not catch anything if you don't fool around. And some of it's like, remember that you're married, you know, like don't fuck around on your wife.
Right.
So like those are the things where it's like these are, you know, the high minded, low hanging fruit. Just to be like, look, just don't fuck. Like think of your wife at home. You know, don't just, you know, consort with floozies. And it's like, okay, well, maybe that works for some guys, but it's not going to work for all of them. And yeah, this movie is different in that, yeah, Jen, you're used to movies of the 40s being sanitized, you know, via the Hays Code to present, you know, what is basically a lie.
Yeah.
About America.
The idea that married couples couldn't share a bed on screen.
Yeah, and married couples couldn't even, like, shoot up or murder a cop. Like, it's messed up. Like, these are the cornerstones of a healthy marriage. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, you can get 2 extra episodes every month, plus access to our growing catalog of reviews for just $5 a month by going to patreon.com and searching for Have You Seen This? Thank you.